Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Call and Learn Yoga Teacher Training. Who, me? We are so excited to be on this call with you today and share with you about why we think everyone should take a yoga teacher training. I'm Vita, and as co-founder of Health Yoga Life and one of the main faculty of our training, I'm happy to have you on this call with us. I can honestly say that leading yoga teacher trainings is one of the most enjoyable aspects of my job. And working with others, just like those of you listening today, inspires me and continues my own growth. So I'm really excited to be talking about this today. You know, my goal with this call is that after it, you really feel clear and inspired that signing up for a yoga teacher training is not just a maybe, but a total must. And joining me on the call today is my sister, Ida.
Hi, everyone. Namaste. I'm Ida, and Vita and I are sisters, and I am also one of the lead faculty of the yoga teacher training, and I'm very excited to be on the call as well. Today, we're going to do a bit of sharing of ourselves and about the training, and also really get into why you should take the yoga teacher training. We're going to do it in a little bit of a fun way. We're also going to do some myth-busting. So, Vita, what would be one of the first myths that are out there about when somebody is considering to take a yoga teacher training that are out there that sort of, you know, get in people's way and get people stuck from taking the yoga teacher training?
Yeah, so the first myth that we want to bust here for our listeners and that it's absolutely false, is that you have to be good at yoga. You know, I have a lot of people that call that I talk to, they're like, well, I'm not really that good at yoga. And we're here to tell you that is totally fine. You know, it's a total untruth that you have to be some advanced yogi to take a yoga teacher training. You know, of course, when you're considering yoga teacher training, you probably have done some yoga, have some interest in it, maybe you've been practicing for several years. Who knows? You know, the people who take our training really run the spectrum from total beginners to a little more advanced students. But you really don't have to have an advanced practice. In fact, the yoga teacher training is an incredible opportunity to learn, right, about the right alignment for the poses. The training is just a chance to actually get better at your own practice. And what you learn in the training about the yoga poses, you can take back to your mat immediately.
Absolutely, yes. It's so true. During our training, it's actually so precious, those moments when we're looking at the postures and we're beginning to break them down. And you see folks in those little aha moments like, oh, my goodness, you know, I never knew that about this pose. I should have been knowing this about the poses in my own practice. And when they get those aha moments, they know what they've been doing wrong the whole time. All of a sudden, it's like light bulbs are going off all over the place. And it really builds this amazing foundation for one's practice and then ongoing teaching what one loves to do.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's such a great opportunity to build a solid foundation, really, for a yoga practice for life. You know, yoga practice is something that can be practiced at any age, at any point in time. And so, you know, taking a yoga teacher training gives you that foundation to build your practice. And even to get to more advanced poses, you really need to know some of the basics and the alignment and how to practice safely. And, you know, one of my favorite examples of somebody, we had a participant, his name was Lisa, and she was really an amazing person to watch and witness through this process, because she had only like practiced a few times at a yoga studio, and actually I think just really with friends. And she, through the entire process, grew so much. By the end, her practice was really strong. She was totally confident in moving into and exploring, you know, different types of poses, and then really expressing herself and her inner teacher. It was such a beautiful opportunity of transformation, and being a witness to that was incredible.
Yeah, that's a real testament of what the Health Yoga Life Yoga Teacher Training process does for folks. And it gives people skills step-by-step to, you know, get to know the practice and how to teach. That's great. Yeah, so, okay, Vita, so, all right, what's the second myth that we are busting today?
Yeah, so the second myth we want to bust is that you have to want to teach yoga, right? This is a big time myth. You don't have to want to teach yoga to take a yoga teacher training. You know, in fact, when I first took my yoga teacher training years ago now, over 15 years ago, in fact, I didn't think that I would be teaching yoga. I really took it just to learn more about the practice. And of course, it took me to, you know, to teaching and owning my own studio, but it's not why I signed up for it when I did. You know, our training is really an incredible self-development course. And through our learning seminars that we have in conjunction with the yoga practices, you know, where we're talking about the yoga philosophy and the supporting modalities of Ayurveda, breathing techniques and meditation, and, you know, sort of doing a lot of self-reflection, people learn so much about how to find more truth and connection with themselves. You know, they gain the confidence to express themselves. It's an amazing part of the training experience. You know, people think, oh, I'm just going to come in and learn where to put my feet and how to express that, you know, and tell people how to do that. And it's so much more than that. You know, participant after participant grows exponentially through this experience.
Absolutely, Vida. Yeah, you know, it really is actually quite moving for me to watch. You know, every time our training helps students let go of old ways of being, you know, really just shed parts of themselves that just aren't serving them anymore, you know, shedding old beliefs and really creating into more truth in their own lives, to find more truth, more intimacy in their own lives, it really becomes an empowering experience.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that really distinguishes us from other programs, and partly that's due to our backgrounds with Healthier Than Life coaching. You know, so not only are we yoga teachers, but we're also coaches where we work with others in their personal development and their growth, and we, you know, bring this element of coaching into our teacher training where we hold space for good, for growth, and that really supports people's exploration of themselves, because honestly, good yoga teaching is when people are sharing of themselves, right, really speaking and expressing heart-to-heart versus sort of head-to-head classes. You know, we've all been in those classes where it gets really heady really fast, and there's just a block there between student and teacher, and so, you know, we bring in this coaching element to help people really be present as a teacher, to really be able to connect and be a light for their students towards more self-expression, more self-definition, you know, more expansion of towards love versus fear, you know. So I think that that's really is something that is a little bit different in our program than maybe some of the other programs out there.
That's very true, Rita. It is true that because of the strong connection to HYL coaching, you know, we create a very compassionate group dynamic as well, so that people feel safe in it and supported as they themselves are individually going through that dynamic change process.
Yeah, 100%. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Rita. So great. Those are two great myths that we busted here. How about the third one?
Yeah, so the third one we're going to bust is that, you know, people are always saying and looking, is this the right time to take yoga teacher training? You know, there has to be this perfect point in my life, you know, where I'm going to take this training. And, you know, I've been in this industry over 15 years, and I have seen this really not just be a myth, but just be an excuse. You know, people get in their own way of pursuing their dreams, you know, getting in their own way of their own growth. You know, it's not the right time yet. My kids are so small, or my kids are going to college, or maybe I just started a job, or I just got married, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, it's not the right time. It's just such a great little lie we say when we don't have a pathway for creating meaningful change in our own lives. And so, you know, there's this opportunity here when we start exploring, you know, oh, I'm drawn to this, considering yoga teacher training, I'm drawn to it. You know, you're drawn to it not just because you want to share this gift with others, but also because in it, you know, there's some real juicy growth for yourself, you know?
Yeah, this is so true. You know, the thing that we want the callers who are listening today is to realize that the time for your growth is absolutely right now. It is in that present moment and in the truth of that present moment, which we go into quite a lot of in the yoga teacher training, actually, is really the discussing of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through committing to a program like this is the way to claim the things that are really matter to you, you know, in at the mind-body level. And really, it also expresses a high level of self-care that you're really willing to take that time out and give yourself this kind of a commitment. You know, and just thinking about it, that saying that is, you know, if not now, when, you know, just really sums it up. There's no time like this moment to claim
it. It's so true. And it also, you know, you're putting yourself on the list of, like, you're elevating that, you know, your own growth is as important as the other priorities of your life. And really, the it's kind of like that analogy of, you know, put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then help others. You know, when you want to grow in your life and you want the people around you to grow and to, you know, be a change agent in your environment and your community, you know, taking a program like this gives you that support. And like I just said, you know, through that commitment of it, you start that process. You know, you don't stop yourself. You commit, and like making that commitment, you start that chain reaction for change. It's really quite powerful. So Aida, so what's the last myth that we want to bust for folks here?
Yeah. So the last myth we're going to get into is that it's actually hard to get a yoga teaching job, and that is just simply not true. So in the training, we remind people that there are way more people in the world right now curious about yoga, wanting to get a part of that sense of that yoga experience both on and off their mat than there are people actually doing yoga. You know, we actually have a learning seminar within the training on teaching varied populations. And, you know, this is a myth that we'll go into busting throughout the training, actually, because the demand for yoga is absolutely growing. And, you know, we'll begin to support that growth for your growth within that process of yoga growing, you know, through our society.
Yeah, well, I think that what some, you know, people don't realize is that really our healthcare system is changing rapidly. And as yoga and meditation get researched more, and just how effective it is to reduce stress and to bring a higher level of quality to people's lives, the opportunities for sharing and teaching yoga in a variety of environments is really opening up. And, you know, not only do we talk about the teaching varied populations, but we also do a whole seminar about the business of teaching yoga. And I think it's really important in the teacher training that you get that information of how do I, you know, start? How do I begin looking for teaching jobs? How do I, if I want to potentially make this a career, even a full-time career, how do I do that? And so in our Business of Teaching Yoga seminar, we share all of our tips. You know, like I have said, we've been in this a long time. We've made it a full-time career, and we know you know, little things that can help people get going, get started, get those jobs that are important for them to, you know, start making their investment back. And, you know, we're an ongoing resource for the people who've been through our programs, and we're proud of that.
Yeah, we sure are. Thanks, Vita. Yeah. All right. Sounds great. So we busted some myths. So now let's shift gears a little bit, and let's talk about some of the reasons that people should sign up for the yoga teacher training.
Yeah, well, one really awesome reason to sign up for yoga teacher training is that you want to build more strength in body and mind. You know, you want to improve your physical practice. You want to decrease some stress in your life. You want to learn the techniques for that, you know, through the yoga practice during the training. And then we also have practice teaching seminars. Your body will grow stronger and leaner. There's just no way around that. You know, it is a physical demand, and you know your body shifts and changes. I know one of the women who teaches for us now, you know, I just saw her at the studio, and she's like, "Oh gosh, I wish I could get my yoga teacher training back," meaning she just felt like her back had gotten so strong through the process. So, you know, those physical changes do occur, you know, through practicing. Because often we're not like, we can have a struggle to like commit to making yoga practice something that we are doing consistently. You know, so when you sign up for a program like this, you're also signing up to make yoga practice part of what your daily, you know, maybe not your daily life, but more, you know, incorporated into your, how you, you know, lead your daily life. So I think that that's why these results happen for people.
Yeah, absolutely, Vita. The body is so present within the yoga teacher training. And then right there with it, you know, the mind and the spirit, mind-body-spirit connection. So, you know, besides this great, amazing shift in the body that occurs, also we go through meditations. We, you know, teach meditation seminars, breath techniques. And with that, you actually have not only the chance to just begin to really transform the body, but also just shed, like, pounds of stress, you know, emotional stress from the body. And, you know, to learn some great tools and mindfulness techniques and really become present to living in the moment. And, you know, because of all of this, we know that this is where the magic happens in the yoga teacher training, really this combination between the mind-body shift.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, another big takeaway for someone who engages in our training is that personal confidence grows. You know, testimonial after testimonial from students, past participants, you know, they share with us how much more confident they become in themselves. You know, and you think about it, there's not a lot of opportunities in life to build that part of ourselves, to build that part that really believes in themselves, that honors and respects themselves, and is able to express that part of themselves. And, you know, I think through this process, that's such a huge takeaway for people. You know, like, do you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Actually, this process totally works, because in the teacher training, we will actually be asking you to try things on and experiment new ways of being. Really, you know, and it may feel unfamiliar at first. You know, it may feel a little bit scary. But the thing is that this training is set up, you know, for this purpose of really being very experiential. We get you up on your feet and moving through those fears, you know, to teach you how to dance with them versus then running from them. You know, and this is a very, very powerful skill to have for both yoga teaching and then in any other career that you might have as well. I remember a past trainee saying, she was taking the training and she went out to a big business meeting where she had to really present. And she said she finally found her voice in her corporate meeting there because of what the yoga teacher training had given her.
Oh, I know. That was really fun to see her growth there.
Uh-huh.
You know, this process helps people gain confidence in expressing with others who they truly are, you know, and being able to do that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, another reason why to expand, take this yoga teacher training, Vita, is to expand your community. You know, as we move through life, it's tough. You know, and as time goes on, expanding your network of friends and cultivating meaningful relationships, you know, can sometimes be challenging. So I actually love to watch that part of the training as well, where friendships form that weren't there before.
I know. And, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, I think that both sort of the size of our program, it's not, you know, a huge kind of, you know, overwhelming amount of people. And the way that we use the coaching to really create this healthy dynamic for the group, you know, people are able to be with each other in a real way. And again, you know, it's rare in life that you don't maybe put on certain masks or certain ways of being with other people or with expectations or judgments of others. You know, we really work through it so that that doesn't show up and color the dynamic of our group. And I remember this one time we were doing this, like, simple exercise with the group, and one participant was thanking the other for being her best friend. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know you guys were friends before this training. And to my surprise, they were like, oh, we weren't. I was like, you know, and that really indeed, but like, you know, expressed and showed to me just how powerful it can be, you know, that and it just happens so much, you know, that people become friends and that becomes sort of their network into, as they grow their professional, you know, yoga teaching career. And I think in life we are looking to move away from just sort of these, you know, online Facebook friends to having more connection with people in our community, because we need to do that. You know, I think the world is hungry for that. And we can learn and, you know, respect each other and learn how to respect others then in our, you know, extended communities.
Yeah, absolutely, Bita. You know, to get off of that, you know, online sort of sometimes expression of ourselves, right, that, you know, and really get into an authentic ability to both express yourself with people that you've just met, or then go back to your community of friends and family and really begin to express yourself within that, you know, the form community that you have. You know, as you get more honest through this process of the yoga teacher training, you're able to share more of yourself with the people that you love.
Yeah, and you learn, like, you know, in the program, you learn tools and techniques that can help you with healing any past hurts and improve your communication with the people you love.
Absolutely, you know, and that leads to another thing that you can gain from the yoga teacher training, and that is learning how to express yourself, you know, so just really being natural and fluid and authentic in your communication. You know, this doesn't always come easily to all of us, so learning how to connect to that inner authority and value is something that our yoga teacher training really helps you to master with, you know, a fullest expression, basically.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I think that people, when they're thinking about self-expression, you know, they think, oh, I have to think of the right thing to say here. I have to think, you know, about how to respond to this. And what we teach in our trainings, actually, you really have to learn active listening. And you're actually doing that from the body. And it's an amazing tool to learn. You know, you can't just listen with the mind, you know, because the mind's going to take over and it's going to process things and jump ahead and want to prove that they're right, or, you know, they're already, like, the mind's already processing, you know, so many steps ahead that makes you not able to stay present to what's actually occurring. But the body is present, and it has a space, and it can process what's being said, what they're hearing from others, how others are expressing themselves, what are their behaviors. And so when you learn how to stay present in the body and how to settle and really listen at a deep level and a sensory body level, you know, your communication completely shifts.
Yeah, they totally do, Vita. You know, it's, we have a saying, the body never lies, and it's just so awesome within the yoga teacher training as to how much you begin to get to know yourself and your inner workings and the feelings at the body level.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, let's just switch gears a little bit, because, you know, those are some of sort of what I think are some of the hidden things that we don't consider, you know, when we're thinking about yoga teacher training, sort of the softer, but in some ways much more powerful things that are that result from a program like this. But and just let's talk about making money from teaching yoga. You know, I think that that's a curious thing to ask when you're considering a teacher training. You know, like, will I make this investment back? And, you know, first of all, absolutely. If you want to be teaching yoga, you know, really this course is not outrageously expensive. It's going to give you back so much more than you can possibly even know at this point when you're just thinking about doing this, perhaps. And I really caution people, like, you cannot you could, but I caution them not to, right? Pull out your calculator and say, okay, well, if I teach this many classes a week and, you know, at this price point, then I will make my money back and this by such and such a date, right? So that's clear. The money, you know, that you spend on the teacher training, if you go out and want to be teaching, you will make back. But honestly, you know, the yoga teacher training is going to give you back in ways that you don't know in all these other aspects of your life. And therefore, like, I know even in my own life, you know, as some of these principles and ways of being I embraced more and more doors opened up for me, you know, and more naturally, there was more synchronicity in my life. And so, you know, it's really about creating this mind state of valuing oneself, of, you know, believing in oneself, and then moving into a space of, like, prosperity and abundance. So, you know, I think that it's almost like, think about it this way, you know, you might invest, like, whatever, the $3,000 or so that the program is, but it's going to be, you know, you're going to get that back in a multiplier of, I don't know, like, 1,000 or, you know, more. It's just compounding, you know, the results that people get from it. I would also just here add, too, you know, when considering yoga teacher training, you know, whether it's our program or others, you really want to see, like, who are the people behind the program? What are the results that they want their students to be getting? You know, you know, maybe look beyond, well, this place is closer to my house, or this is, you know, a little bit less expensive or whatever, you know, and really get into, what am I going to get from this program as I'm going through it, and does that match with what I'm seeking?
Yeah, so well said, Vita, for sure. And yes, you know, yoga teaching and sharing what you love about yoga can be, you know, a part-time career. It can be a transitional career for some, or, you know, a full-time career for others, you know, 100%. You know, we've done it, a family-run business, Health Yoga Life, you know, which has been a lot of fun and a powerful journey for all of us. But it is actually, you know, really so much more than that. You know, in the long run, for all of us, I know who are in this family-run Health Yoga Life business, you know, it's a container for life, yoga. And, you know, it feeds your being. It feeds you on the journey of the self. And that's what yoga is, you know, it's continuing to hold that container for all of life's experiences.
Yeah, completely. I know.